Test 77, Section 2, Question 8. And here we're looking for a principle that would strengthen or justify the argument. And we get widespread use of the internet led to this increase in crimes such as information theft and hacking. And so there's more information theft and hacking. This seems, at least partially because of the impersonal nature, probably because it's impersonal, people seem to feel more free to harm others through the internet than in person. So they'll hurt people through the internet more than in person, suggesting that people feel less morally constrained when they use the internet. So they don't feel as morally constrained. For this reason, steps should be taken to educate people about the ethical use of the internet. Now, our conclusion here is that steps should be taken to educate people about ethical uses of the internet. The evidence is it seems like people feel less morally constrained. So we need something that's going to say, if people are feeling less morally constrained, then we need to educate them about it. So, A, education about the ethical use of a tool increases one's sense of moral responsibility regarding its use. Well, that seems pretty good. I thought, decent, because that would say that we should take steps, because if education about the ethical use increases their sense of moral responsibility, then that should help us with our internet situation. B, when new technologies emerge, society needs to formulate new ethical guidelines to cover the use. That's about ethical guidelines. It's not saying we need to educate people. It's saying we need more guidelines. Then the more educated that people are about the ethical use, the greater the amount of harm they can do. That's actually a problem. That would go the opposite way. So that's saying the more education, the more you can hurt other people. We want it to be the less you're going to hurt people. People feel morally constrained from doing an action only if that causes harm to others. Well, we already have a situation where it causes harm to others, so that's not really going to help. And then people who harm others through impersonal means are no less culpable for their actions. That would strengthen an argument about the culpability, but not about the need for education. And so A is our best answer. It's the one that links education and moral responsibility, the sort of using something more in a morally responsible way. And so A is our best answer.